Please pray with me. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love, and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. I once read a story of an old Jesuit priest who was blind. Whenever he was asked how he became blind, he would always answer that his blindness came from the strain of trying to see Christ in others. Christ came to show us in his life how to live ours. This, of course, is not an easy task, especially with the distractions the world seems to give us. Today, more than ever, we have more than it seems that we can handle. Like the blind priest, we all feel the strain of trying to follow the path of Christ. Today's readings describe Christ as the coming of light that dispels darkness. Light is always a sign of hope, the dawn of a new and brighter day. And that new and brighter day began with the beginning of Jesus' ministry here on earth. In today's gospel, we hear the call of his first disciples. We are told that Jesus called Peter, Andrew, James, and John to become fishers of people, and they immediately left their boats and followed him. They accepted the challenge with joy, and there seems to be no hesitancy in their response to his call. Matthew describes the call of the first four disciples in very stark terms. There's no preparation, no hint that Jesus knew these men before that day, nor that they knew him. Jesus doesn't try to persuade them or sell them on all the possible benefits they will receive in joining his mission. He offers no guarantees. Sometimes I think, with all the possible choices available and Jesus being God, you would think that he could have chosen better. These four men were common, ordinary fishermen. They were not men of great scholarship or influence or wealth or social background. They were not poor. They were simple working people just doing their job. But just doing their job and being good fishermen required certain qualities. Fishermen need these qualities to be good fishermen. They need to be patient, to be able to wait for the fish to bite. They need to have perseverance, not to become discouraged, and they will always try again. They must have courage, not to be afraid to go to deep waters or stormy seas. They must be realistic. They know that sometimes the fish just aren't biting, and they must put away the nets until tomorrow. They must know what bait to use. What is right for one fish may not be right for another. They must keep themselves out of sight and not disturb the fish and scare them away. A good fisherman must learn to blend with the background. And most important of all, they must love to fish. They must have a passion and a love for what they are doing. Peter, Andrew, James, and John had these qualities, and Jesus saw in them what others did not. He didn't see them as ordinary, but saw them as special, gifted men. How easy it would have been for them to have said, "No, this is not for me." Being a fisherman is not easy, but doing what you're asking us to do is impossible. But they saw in Jesus something special. Something that made them think that they could do the impossible, that they could draw others to him by following his direction. The old Jesuit had a hard time seeing and recognizing Jesus in others. Could we have the same blindness? Or could it be that our blindness is of our own making? We are truly surrounded with people who happily serve others. We are members of a faith community where those people can be easily found. People who serve coffee and make sure there's enough pastry available at our services here on Sunday mornings. People who prepare the altar and put things back in their place after the service. People who volunteer in the parish office and help support the daily needs of the parish. People of St. Peter's who serve the poor and the homeless, helping to prepare and serve them a meal. I have been blessed over the last year to be a member of the vestry here at St. Peter's, and I have seen firsthand of people serving people, going beyond their call to make sure our parish moves forward in a positive and meaningful way. But sometimes when we find these people who serve, do we become blind? Are we afraid of what we might see? Afraid that Christ will ask us also to serve? That Christ will ask us to go that extra mile? Are we not all called to serve others? Our choice is no different than his first disciples. Do we have the courage and patience and confidence to say yes? Or is our self-imposed blindness our excuse to ignore that call? Our lives are full of distractions and commitments that can help our blindness to not see the Christ that we claim to be looking for. It is not easy to take time away from those things in our lives we enjoy doing to spend a few hours of our day to help prepare a meal for the poor or bring Eucharist to someone who is unable to come here on a Sunday morning. I'm sure that there must have been many times when the disciples regretted their decision to follow Jesus. Following the Lord is not an easy task. It means giving up familiar and comfortable surroundings. It means beginning to think and act like Jesus, caring for the poor, visiting those who are in need, taking time away from ourselves and giving it to others. These are not easy tasks in today's world. The Lord's ways go against the ways of the world and require all the qualities of a good and experienced fisherman. It is so much easier to follow the old routines, do the things the way we have always done them, and remain comfortably in the dark. When we hear him say, "Come after me and I will make you fishers of people," what will we do? How will we respond? Do we stay with the boat? Or, like the first disciples, leave it behind? Do we take up the cross or lay it aside? Do we stay in the dark or bravely step out into the light, into God's way of thinking, into the kingdom of heaven? As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that our blindness finds itself a cure, and we learn to give away our valuable and precious time to serving those in need. Amen.